Blog Talk Radio.
The views, opinions, and statements made by callers are not necessarily the beliefs of the Professional Association of City Employees, PACE, the National Association of Government Employees, its officials, agents, or employees, the union. This show is for the purpose of airing opinions, concerns, and general commentary among PACE union members. The views expressed are solely those of the caller and do not automatically represent the policies, position, or view of the union and may not be construed as legal advice.
Well, top of the day to everybody.
Welcome, welcome.
And welcome to Radio Connections with PACE. I am your host, Gina Pagnotta Murphy, President of PACE.
And your co-host, Ebony Walton, Vice President of PACE. How you doing?
Well, today is one of those days.
It's for both of us, it is.
Yeah, you know, you got a new child, a new baby. She's just had a baby.
Looking good, don't they?
Yeah, it looks good to have it in 24 hours.
What's the name of your baby?
Blue.
It was red.
I changed it. I wanted blue, so he let me have blue.
Oh.
Let me change it to blue. It's a Doberman, and he's gray with blue eyes.
I just I'm glad you got a baby to keep you busy.
It keeps me. I've been busy all day, yesterday and today.
Well, good. Use your days off. Now you know what it feels like to really have it. Because you got older children.
Yes, my children are grown.
But this, the way I looked you just now, just that few minutes with that little puppy, I'm like, I can't do it. Nope.
You know what I was thinking about?
That's like another baby, a real baby, wiping the foot down and wiping it. Can't do it.
Yes.
But I commend anyone out there that has a loved animal.
I love them too, but I just don't have the energy.
Yeah. But anyway, so what's your inspiration for the day? Do we have an inspiration for the day since you've been so busy? That was your chore this week.
Well, no, the inspiration for the day. Find a new love. How about that? Find a new love. It's
that could go. That could go any kind of way you want it to go. Find
it
a
can.
New love.
Find a new love. That's all right. That's all right.
You like my new glass?
I do.
They're
I like
it. From last week.
Oh, you said you bought a couple of them.
Yeah. Right? It came out, you know, they're only $1, but shout out. But anyway.
They look nice. You look educated.
Okay. Well, listen, we want to shout out some prayers to people that's out there sick, that's still trying to heal from COVID or any other related illness or any illness that you have, family members or anybody like that. We want to shout out, hope you have a speedy recovery. And if any of you out there listening that would like to chime in and let us know to give us special prayers to, let us know and we'll do that. But let's keep them on the prayer list and the prayer table. So what is the song of the week, Ebby?
It is Sam Cooke's Change is Gonna Come.
Okay.
Sam Cooke, Change is Gonna Come.
A Change is Gonna Come,
yes.
By Sam Cooke. And what kind of changes are you looking forward to come?
All kind of changes. I'm ready for this COVID to be done with. Or it's not. And we just have to assimilate to whatever the changes that it's brought about now and just fix that into your everyday life. Wearing a mask every single day. Every single day. I find myself, I get out the car and I won't have a mask on. I run back in there and go get my mask.
Yeah, it's almost a habit, right?
It's a habit now.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that mask, though. I hate them. And I have my vaccination, but you still need to wear your mask.
You still have to wear a mask. And speaking of vaccination, I wanted to give a shout-out to DPW, Department of Public Works, for keeping us informed. They're spearheading the COVID vaccine information. And so I want to let you all know by Department of Public Works that walk-ins are accepted for the COVID-19 vaccine this week. And it's going to be at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium Monday through Friday. Well, we've already passed Monday and starts the day two that you have up until 6:30 today. And it's walk-in. So 16 years and over, all are eligible for the first and second doses of the Pfizer, and it's done on a walk-in basis. So you just register at gate one, go to Mercedes-Benz, go to gate one to register. Your parking is free if you park in the silver or red lots of the stadium. And it won't extend throughout the rest of the week unless we get other notices. But right now, it's just this week. And Wednesday is from 9:30 to 9:30. And Thursday is 9:30 to 6:30. And Friday is 9:30 to 4:30. So if you're interested in getting your vaccine, it's free. Just walk up to register at Gate 1 at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And 16 years and older. You're able to go and do that. So there's still some controversy about the vaccine. So, you know, that's going to be one of our topics that we discuss. Enough is enough, because I got tired of hearing people, did you take your shot? Did you get your vaccine? You know, and if you do say what kind? You know,
it's the new norm now.
Or if you say, I haven't taken it, well, why not? Well, you know this and then and you know, come on, people. That's a medical choice. You know, and I know where we're going with this. I hear negativity, I hear good, I hear the bad, but it's a choice. If you want to take the shot, take the shot. We encourage you, because if you don't take it, we still encourage you to take the shot.
Mm-hmm.
But don't let anybody try to force you or manipulate you into doing anything that you don't want to do or not comfortable with.
You think the job will eventually make
I hope not, because that would be a very, you know, whether I took the shot or not, I think that's a diplomacy issue, that you're going to make me do something to do this. And I think, you know, it's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, we've had enough, and we'll talk about that. Enough is enough. Don't forget to bring that back up, because that also goes with people smoking, when they stop smoking, when people, you know, taking away rights. So when we say enough is enough, when is it that the minority of the issue people have their rights? Okay, you're infringing on my rights, even though I don't smoke anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But when I did smoke, you know, I would have been putting up a fuss, but, you know.
When did you start smoking?
About 27 years ago.
Oh.
Girl, I was smoking 2 packs a day. Mm-hmm. I was, like, just hooked on some cigarettes. I mean, I was like Virginia Slim Menthol was my brand, and I went to Moore's Light. And I realized when I was had the cigarette just burning in the ashtray, I'm like, I'm just wasting. And now I'm glad I don't have to worry about it, because cigarettes are $7-$8 a pack. I ain't got time for that. But we can talk about that. But anyway, movie of the week. We don't have a movie of the week.
Mm-mm.
But what we do have, I saw last night, Snoop Dogg was on The Voice. And I watched it. It was so cool. He's in everything.
He is.
I mean, everything. Every time I turn around, he's in the sun. So way to go, Snoop Dogg. But it was very interesting. It put a new spark in it. Mm-hmm. They had some couple of singers that I like. And if they get voted off, then I stop watching it. That's how I do.
I stopped watching the show. Remember last week I was talking about the show Them?
Oh, I see. I know.
I didn't watch no more of it. I had to stop. It was a difficult
thing. No, well, let me tell you. Now, see there? You hear that? That's that baby crying. Now, I don't know what you're going to do with it, but... It's interrupting our podcast, so you need to go out there and throw them out there with the chickens, because we ain't going to sit here all day listening to no dog, baby crying.
I don't know what's going on with
him. The daddy need to come out here and help.
He needs to go help. He does.
Didn't help, but that's okay.
So
you guys, unfortunately, we just going to have to bear with this when you hear some babies crying or barking.
It's him.
Probably barking at the chickens. I don't see how they're going to work this out. But anyway, so just try to overlook the barking. And shout out to Dustin Hillis, Councilman Dustin Hillis,
because
he's always a supporter of 911, trying to get you guys situated and you all. And we've been in contact with him and giving some innovative ideas how we think that, you know, the union feels that, because you're on the inside.
It just needs an overhaul. It does. Been working in the past, worked then. But times have changed. The call volume has went up. Things have changed. So we definitely need more people in the 911 center. And even just for the call takers and dispatchers, we didn't bring that part up about having call takers separate from the dispatchers.
Oh,
you know,
Instead of moving up or something, just four
call takers.
That's after.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we get the committee together to do a overlook, a review, maybe we'll bring that up to think about it, to separate the two.
Mm-hmm. Because, just have 911 call takers as that, and that's their primary
job. And dispatchers, that's just what they do, you know?
Yeah.
And then we can always have the ones And that's another idea. And then if they can cross train, then get an incentive bonus for cross training. So you can, you know, but you don't.
Well, they do get a pay raise.
Okay.
If you cross train. You do get a pay raise. But
you're hiring them to say that it's mandatory, you're going to have to be a dispatcher.
Exactly.
So we're looking at maybe just do one side, like you said, and the other side, and then continuously have an hiring
going on.
Not just stop, because there's always turnovers. And as long as it takes to train you guys up there, you need to have an ongoing open application process all the time.
Yeah.
So that would be a good thing to talk about.
I think so.
So we also want to shout out to Miss Ebony regarding her book called Beautiful Music. Gotta put my glasses on.
I'm gonna put my head down.
I started reading it and I almost couldn't put it down. Let me tell you, it's a very good book. It has some intense stuff in it. And it was so good, though, but then it clicked in my mind. I had to put the book down. Was this fiction or nonfiction, Ebony? Did this happen to you? Oh, my God. So I started looking at her. I said, oh, Lord. But listen.
She called me last night. I said, I've been looking at you.
Is this book real or is
this? It's got to be real.
Okay. Oh, listen. I'm not going to tell you no parts of this book because it's too hot. Let me repeat it. Too hot. And it was moving. And I'm telling you, it was some good read. I almost read that whole book in one night. I couldn't put it down. But when I did put it down, I realized, I'm this young lady. This ain't what I'm reading. So I had to call her. What time was it? About 12 o'clock. It was like midnight or something. Is this book fictional? Is this real? But anyway, it's called Beautiful Music. And kudos to you for even writing or taking the time to do something like that. That is awesome. So, you know, these are things that people need to do. Find your worth. Find you when you're feeling like you're not having your worth or met. The job is to give you a paycheck for your living. Find something that you like to do to make a living out of it, because you know, to help with your anxiety and,
mm-hmm.
and stuff. Don't be like me. I got all kinds of projects. I started and then just looking at it.
Because I'm still waiting for us to do the art thing that you said we were going to do in January. It's now.
Wow. And I still got them. I need to bring you one. Just remind me the next time. You know, this paint by diamond painting. I got into that and, it was real fun and I started it and everything, but I got overwhelmed with it, so I got a smaller version. I threw that whole thing. I got a smaller version, so I'm gonna give you one of those.
Okay.
But they're beautiful once you do them, and then you can put them in a frame and it's real pretty. But
did you bring your award, your plaque? You should have.
I should have bought my award. Oh my God, I was so overwhelmed.
Last week was our telecommunications week. Give all of our dispatchers, call takers, supervisors, management, anybody that's dealt with the 911 center in capacity that has made some type of change.
Mm-hmm.
We give them, we recognize them. So we gave some for perfect attendance. We gave dispatcher of the year. We had senior dispatcher of the year, which is a trainer. We've had supervisor of the year, manager of the year, which I have got nothing. Probably because I was the main one that was putting it together, but that's fine. My joy was to see everybody's faces. So we gave Gina, which was late to the award ceremony.
You know, I'm always consistent. At least I'm consistent.
I guess so. So we gave her, it was a nice little crystal-like plaque.
Oh, it was beautiful. Heavy?
Yes, it was.
It was a real award.
It was nice.
It was real. It wasn't fake.
You need the red carpet for this.
Really,
really nice.
I was so shocked.
She thought she was coming down there to be talking about union business. She was ready, too. You kept saying, get my list ready of all the people that's remember, and we going to talk. She had no idea. She had no idea she'd be ready to fuss all day long.
I didn't know. I was speechless, and that's rare.
Very rare.
And it was in a nice box with the velvet. I mean, it was an actual real award. It wasn't one of those little fake. You all did nice on that. I appreciate that. Maybe I'll bring it the next time and show it to everybody.
It was nice.
Thank you.
You don't get a recognition, and I know how that is. So
it's a thankless job.
To be in a position to do that,
is a good thing. Take it then, you know, do that. If you, if you're in a position to do it, then do it. We gave our manager, Desiree Arnold, through all the people we've had, 4 or 5 directors in the center, Desiree is always the one to show them the ropes. She's always that person to do that. So I wanted to make sure that she got the recognition, too, for doing that and being consistent with what she's doing, too. So it was nice. It was nice. We had a good time.
Well, at least you do that for your people, and you, your team
is
always thinking. And I wish we can get other teams and other departments do that.
It brings up the morale. They were, we did something every day, and then we had one of our employees, Carla Ward, and she cooked every night. I used to be the cook of the center, but now I don't have that kind of time. She came up with a menu for every night. Her, she cooked, and then Leah Lyons assisted with one meal. I think she did the one barbecue restaurant for that day. But every day they had some type of food. Then we had the red carpet where they took pictures. It was just really, really nice. We don't do it often. We do 1 year out, 1 week out of the year, and they go all the way out. So we had a really good time.
Well, I appreciate it, and we're looking forward again to do this again and give out gifts to people that does a good job, and we need to promote it. And if you want to call in or chat in, of course you can just chat into our live chat box and say, you know, anything that you want to say or anything that you feel we're talking about. If you have something to say, we appreciate it. And pretty soon we're going to get so good that we can say, and you can subscribe and hit that ring, that bell.
Yeah, well, you can
to follow
now.
Yeah, you can subscribe now and then hit the bell to follow us. So whenever we do go live, you know, you'll be notified immediately. Right now I'm still sending out emails to let everybody know in advance. And if you're hearing this and you're not, and you and friends are not getting the email, let us know so we can add them to our call list, email list, and email it out.
So what we got that's hot?
Hot topic.
What we got?
Well, you wanted to mention about the murder case that was going on.
Yeah, they have that going on. And I saw Chief Bryant made a speech on Facebook Live yesterday that there's a possibility that the police will probably be going into 12-hour shifts if things don't work, if things they get riots or whatever. And I see a lot of the places going, all the states are saying, you know, you can protest, just don't tear up the cities. You know, and that's, it makes sense. And it's not the citizens of the city that's tearing it up, really. It's the people outside the city. He's tearing his foot up.
I'm sitting here, y'all, trying to be cool, but Blue or T-Rex, whatever you want to call it, biting on my foot. And if that's what's keeping him quiet, you're using my foot for him to bite on.
He's using your foot. He likes the smell.
My foot smells good.
He might like the smell.
Well, it's amazing that you call Blue because of that movie, T-Rex, one of the T-Rex was Blue.
Really?
Yes. The one, he's laying, he loves me.
Oh,
I wish y'all could see this, but he just. So my theory is, you know, people out there, we're asking you, and pass the word, regardless, I just feel like regardless of what's going to happen.
Because it's going to be something.
Something.
But nobody's gonna
we're asking, please don't. Atlanta people.
We still recovering from last summer.
Please. Don't tear up our city. Stop. Don't stop before you even stop thinking before you even thought. Yeah, I like that. Stop thinking before you even thought. But don't do that.
Yeah.
Just stay home. I mean, if we got to get back on the podcast, do a special podcast for people to call in and want to vent and they want to talk about it, let's do it that way. But don't get out there. I'm asking all our union members, all city employees, don't engage. Don't do none of that. Let it do what it do. And we need our city. We need to get it back to, you know, where it needs to go.
Just protest peacefully. If you want to protest, it's fine. That's your right.
I'm even scared of that. Protest
I am with COVID right there anyway.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, wear your mask and stay masked up, still social distance, and you know, let's keep safe as much as possible. So when is enough enough, Ebony?
When you have to ask that question.
Wow.
When you have to ask that question, that's enough. We had a Speaking of which, we had a former employee, she posted, and I'm speaking on it because she posted on Facebook, so you don't mind if you post about her. But she had been in an abusive relationship, and she posted herself with the mark, the bruise on her face. So it's never okay for anybody to hit you.
Yeah.
And when you're in a relationship and then verbally, that's just the beginning. You know, that's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough. And because at some point, it's going to get physical. And she has a child. I'm not sure if the child was hurt or I don't believe that's what it was. But my heart goes out to the young lady because it's not good to be abused at all. It's not. It's not. To be the abuser or to be the abused, it's wrong either
way. It is wrong.
It is.
And so when is enough can relate to any aspects of your life, even in your work environment.
Mm-hmm.
When is enough of abuse of power, or when you're talked to any kind of way, or when people mistreat you? When is enough enough? When do you speak up? When do you feel that it's time for you to say something and you feel comfortable about saying or complaining?
That's a good word, comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the problem. People don't mind telling about it, but they're not comfortable sharing that information because either they might feel they'd be ridiculed, or if you're in certain jobs where you have different hours, 24 hours facility, you might get put on a different shift. Anything can happen if you speak up. So they're not comfortable enough to speak.
Yes, I'm going through some representations and cases of that right now when you have that 24-hour shifts and people are working on those shifts and they're uncomfortable complaining because they feel a retaliation and putting them on a dead man shift, you know, that 12 or at midnight, the 8 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I feel that, you know, no disrespect or discrimination, but any woman that's on that kind of shift by herself or seemingly late at night in the field and stuff like that. I'm just uncomfortable with that for our women, you know.
By themselves.
Yeah, because I still have a little, you know, I like men as far as being the heroes.
Oh.
I'm not all that pro women, you know. I mean, I'm for women. I want to have equal pay if we're doing the equal job.
Yeah.
I want to have rights. But there does come about some simplicity of my spirituality of knowing a man is a man and a woman is a woman. And there's certain things that I am just not built to do. We got the exception to the rule.
Yeah.
But I'm just not built to do certain things. And I feel a man, that's what they're there for me, to assist on the things that I cannot do, like, you know,
heavy lifting,
like that,
mm-hmm.
or being out in the dark in the woods. And I know men will say, well, hey, they can rob me or beat me up and do that. Yeah, but,
women
are targets more so than the men. And I might be misquoting, and if I am, I apologize. Somebody correct me. But I don't hear about men getting raped in the park running and, you know, not like
not
that. I don't beat up or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm just saying is that we need to create in the work environment, the city of Atlanta needs to create a comfortable environment for all employees, especially women. I'm sorry I'm going there. Especially for the women. There needs to be a comfortable environment because we got so many co-ed teams of men and women, so many different schedules with men and women. You know, that's one of the reasons I kind of think I had some challenges when I was in the military. We went from Women's Army Corps, where it was strictly women, you know, that was trained together, strictly women that lived together, strictly women that did their chores and certain jobs that we did. And then, you know, we had Women's Liberation Movement, where, you know, equal pay for the job in the military. So then they made it co-ed, and then they mixed everybody, got rid of the Women's Army Corps, the WACS, which is the Women's Army Corps, and became soldiers in the Army. And so they started co-ed, co-oping, and doing all that stuff, you know. I didn't sit right with me. I wasn't for all of that, you know, because that's just not my temperament, you know, to be in the dugout with a guy. Yeah. Sometimes
and then
in the
things
war zone.
Things can happen. Even now, I think like most people are in higher positions. If they have to bring a woman in the room, they have another woman there just so you don't have those issues of somebody saying he did something, he touched me wrong, or whatever. You have someone to be there with you because things happen.
Well, that saves even the man or the female.
Both sides.
Mm-hmm. Of the corn. But at that time, if you are being accosted, if you are being mistreated, if you are being bullied or, you know, when is enough? Enough to me, when enough is enough, is when you first feel intimidated or you first feel uncomfortable. That's enough. And you need to say something. And some of them say, well, I just was holding on, waiting to see. Well, no, you don't need to wait to see. You need to tell somebody.
In the beginning of the situation, as we said before, I think in one of the previous podcasts, when something happens, immediately when it happens the first time, the very first time, you need to go ahead and address the situation. Because if you don't, and then I'm trying to press
Y'all can't see this and listen. And I'm not going to show you at the bottom, but this polar blue got on knitted sock, and he's acting like he is biting it for days. And she's trying to sit here and be calm. This is too funny.
So handle it as soon as the situation, but once it becomes a situation, address, send your emails out so you have a paper trail of what's going on. And then when that person is usually that person, the other person, the guilty person, never says anything until they feel like I'm being targeted.
Right.
And then
right.
So once they come out, it seems like they are trying to do payback or something.
Exactly.
And that's what it should be, because you've already started your paper trail. Before, it's nothing that I don't like. This is just these behaviors need to stop. This is enough. Enough. This bad behavior. We have a lot of within the city, employees that are just behavior-wise,
And we have complaint forms the city has, and you have the grievance form. And that's why it's so important, if you're part of the union, to reach out when you're having issues, and you can discuss things with us in confidence, and everything basically when you talk with us is confidential. And we decide and determine if it's going to be a complaint or if it's going to be a grievance, because the city code does specify what is grievable and what is not.
Mm-hmm.
However, you still make a complaint. So we will definitely help you and assist you in completing those forms with credible evidence. So I just want to make sure that you understand that that is just not acceptable, any kind of negative behavior on any side. So why don't you show the audience blue?
Oh, my God.
This pick blew up. Blue is just blue. We're going to have to do something with blue the next time. Look at blue.
This is blue.
Oh, look at blue. I call it T-Rex.
This is blue. Look at him. Now you don't want to do it.
He wanted to come up and climb up for you all. Everybody, introduction to blue. Now he's sitting there like somebody did something. You need to stop.
They ain't gonna act like
nothing going on. Okay.
My foot up.
But anyway, so beautiful. It's a Doberman Pinscher. I haven't seen one of those type of animals in a
long
time.
With blue eyes too. And you usually see an all black one.
Uh-huh, yes.
But never, he's great.
He's gonna
with
be a beautiful
eyes,
color. But back to enough is enough. So I had a representation this morning, and you got it. And we're talking about even the way we talk to each other on texts, on emails. Unless you're trying to document a conversation or something, I like one-on-ones.
Yeah.
Pick the phone up, call me.
Because they come over wrong.
You could come over wrong, and now we back and forth with email blasts and what about the ones that put the exclamation marks and bold letters
or capitalize their letters every letter?
And then what gets me, I didn't mean it that way, but yes, you did, because if you know about email etiquette, it's always said if you got to talk more than two small paragraphs, that's a phone call.
That's enough. That's
okay.
Too much. Yeah.
That's a phone call or a meeting. And when you bold letters, or when you put all in caps, or when you do exclamation, you are screaming.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to roll out some more training and supervisor training on how to communicate in writing.
I had a supervisor this morning call me because she had to speak with an employee. Put her in the office. No, okay, so the employee was supposed to take a break. The 911 center, when you get up, we have to know where you're going. Pretty much. I know it sounds real childlike, but we have to know where you're going because our numbers, if you come off that phone, we need to know where this person is, why our numbers are dropping in that particular time while you're off the phone. So this young lady said she was going to go, maybe go to the restroom. She went to the restroom. She come back with some popcorn. Nothing, no big deal. Not a big deal. So the supervisor just asked her, you had just got off your break. Now you're coming back with popcorn. So the employee goes off.
Mm-hmm.
All you had to say was, well, yeah, I went to the restroom and since I was out, I wanted some popcorn. Wouldn't have been an issue. But now the way that you monitor my bathroom right now? No, it's not that. We just have to know certain things. We got to know.
That sounds like a person unhinged. Remember that movie?
Exactly.
Unhinged.
Exactly.
You know,
she's always unhinged, though.
Oh, wow.
She's always unhinged.
Wow.
So these are the employees that we deal with, and some of our supervisors are like that all the time. So that was one issue. We just don't know how to, it's just, we don't know how to talk to each other. Just be professional. If there's something requiring you, and I'm convinced that the employees just don't know what the supervisor, anybody that's over them, what their job is supposed to be. Like, why are they listening to me? Well, that's our job. We're supposed to monitor to make sure you're being polite.
I wonder if it's, a 911 center is just sometimes it's hard. You can't do certain things.
It's
but
different.
And
it's
other
different.
Places, I was wondering, maybe one day an employee can sit in the supervisor's shoes for an hour or so or
if
something like that.
If we had the staffing, I would love to, because I see a lot of employees that are senior dispatchers that we want to cross-train them and get them familiar with what it is, because one day they're going to be a supervisor too. And let them see, because a lot of times, like when we do breaks or assignments, if we get a call out, then that messes up our assignment sheet, it messes up your break sheet, everything changes. So now if you was on this zone, now you might be on this particular zone. And they just say, is there a reason why? So, well, yeah, because your employee called out. Your comrade called out. So because that employee sicked out on us, then it just changed the whole dynamic of where everybody was already.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, we're working on that because it would that they would understand. Those that know, they understand. But it's the ones that don't understand. And I said I was going to bring that up in our roll call. You don't understand the job of everybody. And maybe you should start trying to figure it out. And some of them, they
what is
do.
Yeah, what is the role of each person's job so you have that respect of what they're trying to do. But men and women in the workforce in the city of Atlanta, during this pandemic, we all have issues, family issues. You know, we don't know what's entailed from day-to-day operation, day-to-day life, day-to-day living. So we got to be mindful. We're just asking for a little empathy, especially when people that's working from home.
Yes.
The people that are working from home are already stressed because you don't know what the environment is at home. They're trying to, like right now, we're on a podcast and you just got a new baby and you're trying to handle that and still handle your business and doing what you're doing. What about the children that's home that some families children can't go to school because the school is closed and they got to be in there learning and you're teleworking and they running through the house.
And if they see mom home and dad home and they're usually not home, they want to be around their mom.
Absolutely. They don't understand why I'm on a team's meeting or a meeting.
No,
they
that's
don't understand that.
Mama's home.
That's
all they know.
And
then,
Let's
go play. Let's do something.
Mom, I know you're on a meeting, if you know I'm on a meeting, you know. And that can be an additional stress and anxiety level. And so now you're into your job. You got all of that noise going on in the back. Maintenance might be knocking on the door.
Yeah.
You had someone to come over, check your roofing or whatever the case.
Anything.
And you got all of this going on. And then your boss calls you and he's at a high or she's at a high eye about something that didn't go through. That's stressful. And so we all just need to take the time to just breathe, learn how to breathe and relax, and just take a moment to yourself and say, look, I'm shutting this down right now. Give me a minute so I can come back. And that's where we got a lot of the EAP.
Mm-hmm.
We got these Calm app, C-A-L-M, and we have Mindfulness app, which are very good. We mentioned this before, which are very good. I don't know about Blue Cross Blue Shield, but I know Kaiser has the Calm app, and I think they got the Mindfulness app, too, that's free, that you can download.
Because I've seen them on outside. I'm not a Kaiser member, but I've seen the Calming app just out in your Android store. So.
And speaking of Kaiser, and I'm sure Blue Cross Blue Shield has started because they always run simultaneously, Kaiser started, you guys, if you're a Kaiser member, with your $300 gift card, you know, for your annual. So, you know, that's some little extra money coming in, you know, but it also worthwhile. You need to go and get checked up, do your annual and all. And I just had part of my annual last year. I wonder if I can push that on to this year.
It's just from the year to the year. No, I don't think they go back.
But, you know,
your Aflac, you can.
I don't know.
I got to call Aflac and get all my stuff from last year.
But I'm talking about, like, you know, mammograms, because you don't have to take mammograms every year. So what kind of, you know, what would I get this time? I go, you know, but anyway, they're starting that. So you can get your little $300 gift card. That comes in handy in the mail because I forget about it. And then when I open it up and that says
$300 gift card, you get a Amazon, you get a gift card to somewhere, not a gift card.
Don't send me nothing.
Yeah, we don't get that.
I don't buy nothing from no Amazon.
Well, you get a vendor, a list of vendor places that you want to use.
Oh, no, I want to go eat. Send me a Visa card. I can go and buy me something to eat and hang out at the Olive Garden or the Red Lobster. Oh, no. Let me tell you, speaking of restaurants, when enough is enough, price gouging. Since this pandemic, prices have jacked prices up so high. I went to Longhorn. You know, I don't eat in. But first time I decided I'm going to go, I want a steak. I wanted a T-bone steak. And I used to go to the Waffle House all the time, and that's what
you
I
like
eat.
You like that
steak? Yeah, T-bone? Oh, girl, yes. Till that mess happened, and I quit going to the Waffle House. But anyway. But I went to Longhorns, and it was pretty efficient. You call in. Hopefully, it's not an hour wait. Call in, you drive up, and then you call the number, give them your little lot number, and they come out with your food, you pay for your food. That was the best steak and potatoes I had in so long. Shout out to Longhorns, y'all, but it was expensive. That T-bone steak, I think I paid like $27 and something. So that's expensive for me for a steak. You hear me? When I used to go to Waffle House for $9.99.
Yeah. It's this place called Chops. That's a good place for steak.
I heard about Chops. Is that where you can call the meat?
No, that's Funko the Chow.
But see, I wasted my money there because even though I like to eat everybody, but here's a shout out. If you feel like you want to get your president of the union gift card or something like that. What was the name of that place?
Funko the Chow.
Funko the Chow. Never been there. Would love to have one. But I heard it was pretty good. But I think after about that second plate, I'm done.
Yeah, they say it's just steak. All you can eat.
Oh, wow.
And they come bring it to you.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So you get plenty of food. That's enough.
It is. That's enough.
That's
enough.
Right.
You're right.
But, you know, I don't understand why. You know, you would think things would be, this dog just got my pants.
I'm about to say this.
The dog has got my pants leg just, I'm about ready to knock him over there. That's why I can't have animals. You
know what I mean?
Peter would be on me. But if he keep biting my throat one more time. But maybe I take, stop it, Blue. But anyway, this price gouging, I just can't. Enough is enough with this.
And even gas went up.
It went up terribly high. And my thing is, why? You would think that you want people to come into your business instead of price gouging to accommodate or to supplement where you lost money. You want people to come into your business. So why you got to have all these high prices to do everything? I just don't get it.
But the prices have went up everywhere, so maybe that's what it is. They're getting meat for a higher price, too. They have these higher prices for their products, for
everything.
Their produce, and everything is going up everywhere.
COVID. We're blaming that for everything.
COVID is just done us in. It's done us in. So what's been going on with what you been saying?
What do you think that, I mean, have you heard anything? You know I don't watch the news that much, so have you heard anything about what's going down or the number going down?
Heard any of it going down. I heard that they're now talking about
we're going to find a cage to put this T-Rex in.
And all the way outside in the back of the yard because he's going to bark. But I've heard that the Johnson & Johnson is trying to see if they're going to come back out with another one. I ain't fooling with Johnson & Johnson.
You had one time run, and that run
is over. He walked around with one arm. Johnson & Johnson.
You have lost the race, so you need to let that go.
I am good with Johnson & Johnson.
I'm not promoting any vaccine, but they say Pfizer seems to be the better one as far as other than
the less complicated
feeling and stuff.
You be tired. It's got a lot of employees or people tired now or whatever. Because when my mom took it, she was real tired. I took it, it was fine. I just had drainage one night. It was a lot of drainage that night, but I have sinus problems all the time anyway. So
you all you're like one of the bionic women anyway, Ebony. So you can take anything. Like, I wish I could show your arm, Ebony. Bionic. Speaking of bionic, look at that. See, broke arm, broke wrist.
It's not broken.
Let me tell you, I wish I could show you guys. I was just how she broke this or twisted it or whatever. And I'm just going to try to describe it to you, okay? You remember the movie where the guy was slid through in his socks and stopped and was playing again? What was the name of that movie?
I don't know.
I can't even remember that. Tom Hanks was in it.
Yeah.
She was doing that. Now, she has a wonderful, wonderful floor and keep it just spotless clean, slick. You can't wear your shoes in here. You wear your socks. So I guess she decided that night she going to do her little Tom Hanks move.
We were doing karaoke. It was my birthday. My sisters came over. We were doing karaoke. And we were singing. And my daughter made me these crochet socks.
Mm.
And they are some cute little socks.
No wonder dolls even.
So these are just socks for all the floors.
No, they're not.
Not at all.
Because the video I saw that they took. She had it going on dancing and everything and decided to do whatever kind of slide she was going, and her feet just went straight out from under. Bam! She hit the floor. I mean, that video, I couldn't help but laugh. It was like I was looking at TikTok. I couldn't help but laugh. I was in tears, and it was for Evie.
It came out of nowhere. I thought I had it.
It was so funny.
My sister said I went one way and the rest of me went the other way.
Went the other way. And going to try to, at our age, you're going to try to break your fall by using your hand.
I got one more week of this. One more week. And it's so aggravating.
So, listen, don't wear, if you're going to do something that you're not used to doing, wear some tennis shoes with some rubbers. That rubber sole that clings to the ground. Don't be trying to be around here like you're 16. Because, you know, we don't heal quick. That's what she was trying to do.
That's what my mom said. You
just sit there or stand up and sing. Don't be trying to dance and do all that twerking and stuff. You're too young. Young old. That's what I call you. So, anyway, let's pray for her to heal her wrist.
Because I needed to cook. Gina can't eat today.
You know I'm cranky. I said, well, listen. I saw them hot dog buns over there because she normally feeds me before. And before or after. I didn't see nothing, smelled nothing cooking, and she blames it on Blue, the dog.
I did make a cake, though.
Well,
it's a pound cake. You ain't pound cake.
Look, I saw the dog buns. I said, look here. All you got to do is throw a couple in that microwave.
In the microwave.
I'll be fine. And
they wasn't so bad out the microwave.
See, microwave is good at some time.
It's all right.
But I haven't had enough.
So obviously.
I haven't had enough. But back to our talk about enough is enough. So I've been getting phone calls from some employees when they're really tired and they're telling me how tired they are of not being heard or not being listened to.
Yeah.
And especially through, they feel, their management team. And so when they reach out to the union, we do but one shot. We used to try to talk it out and arbitrate and lobby and negotiate and all the other kind of aches to it. But we're finding that if your management is not receptive, you know, because this we have new leaders. New mm-hmm. leaders, a lot of them are coming in and they're not used to having union activities doing, but they're making up their own rules and regulations mm-hmm. that's not even coinciding with the already established legislation of policies and codes and procedures. And so we're only going to give you a one-time shot. We're going to, you know, try to reach out to you, try to talk to you, but then that's what you have labor relations for.
Exactly.
And we want to have an open relationship with labor relations or EEOC, and we either file a complaint or we file a grievance. So we're just telling the employees out there, don't deny doing your job. Don't talk back. Don't be disrespectful. Don't be insubordinate. If it's something that, as long as it doesn't mess with your health mm-hmm. at that moment or put you in harm's way, do what you're directed to do, then call us and we'll go from there. You know, just you got to do what you got to do.
You do. So next week, what we're going to start doing is like little mini workshops during these mm-hmm. little times. So if you have employees, next week we'll start with professionalism.
Okay.
And what is professionalism?
Mm-hmm.
And then we can do some little demos on how you can speak to me. I speak to you. What is the right and the wrong way to communicate?
Right.
And because what we're finding is we don't communicate well.
Right.
And
right.
because I said something, but I meant it a certain way, but the way it came out and then the way you received it
mm-hmm.
was two
mm-hmm.
totally different mm-hmm. meanings that were gathered behind those two,
mm-hmm.
we're going to start doing some things. Because that's what the union job is to do. If we want to build that relationship and foundation between the employee and employer, we have to then do our part and say, well, what defines that relationship? What makes the relationship good? What makes it bad? What makes it work? What makes it don't work? So we have to make sure we're doing our part, and that's what we're going to start doing starting next week.
That would be a great tool. And so what we're going to do, we're going to launch this out. We start letting you guys know where in advance, mm-hmm. and we remind you almost every other day. And our first classroom experience on YouTube would be professionalism.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you some examples of what's bad and what's good and how you could or could not say.
Yep.
And we'll have something a little bit touch on something every week
mm-hmm.
on, you know, how to improve what's going on. Now, neither one of us are psychologists
at all.
We're not trying
not
to give you anything that we're not trained to do. What we're giving you is life experience coaching.
Yes.
The workforce. I've been with the city 20 years. You've been here 12 years. And just my advantage of being dealing with different and multiple people, background, personalities, difference.
We're experts. How about that?
We're experts. Can we use the word expert? Yeah, but we're not.
I am
certified.
I'm a certified life coach.
Well, see, there we go. So I can just follow her, let her do.
It needs to happen. And so we're going to be making sure that all the members and even non-members, you don't have to be a member to be a part, because everybody can use this. And we're going to pull in some other people from other places that's inside or outside the city, because I have a girl.
Mm-hmm.
I think
mm-hmm.
she is wonderful with her group of people. She's always in management positions, and she has the best relationships with her employees.
Mm-hmm.
They respect her all the time. So we could just get some little things that everybody does. And if you guys have any information that you want to share or things that you want to talk about or see that somebody needs some type of a training with, then let us know. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
let us know. Because that's what we need to start doing. If we keep talking about we need better this, we need better this,
we start doing it. Just show them,
give them some
examples.
That's the best way to
do it. So I'm excited about that for next week.
We'll
start that on next week. And if you all have any song of the week or movie of the week,
just
shout it out to us, send it to us, call it in to us on 678-414-8982. That's my direct sale. Or email it to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're in the directory.
City directory.
And just let us know, you know, give us something. Give us something that you want to talk about. Give us something that you want to hear about. And always you can chat in on our live chat on the YouTube.
Exactly.
And if you're missing out and hear us and but you can't see us, you can always go back. And I found out how to get it on YouTube.
You haven't been able to get it on YouTube?
Well, you go in the search engine on YouTube
uh-huh.
and you put in Radio Connections with Pace
yes.
Union.
Oh, you have to use union.
Use the word union because
really?
It, when you don't use Union, it pulls up all kinds of podcasts. Oh, okay. If you put up Union, for some reason, it pops up, the iRadio Connect, and then click on it, and you can see all of the two versions that we've had, so you can catch up on the past.
And if you subscribe, I think it's once we go live, it'll show you that we're on live,
and you can immediately click in. Mm-hmm. So please subscribe, and also help us with our streaming.
Yeah,
to show how many people is watching or listening, and make us look better and be better.
Exactly.
You know, the more the merrier, and let your friends and family know, because we touch on everything, not just with the city employees. But we give our information from the departments to the city, and also share an avenue platform for discussion of our topic. Is it for you?
Yeah. And these past couple months, we were just trying to see what we could get out of it, who'd be listening. So once we start doing the training sessions, then we'll know what we're dealing with. And
right.
So now it's time.
And we will be having guest speakers coming soon.
Yes.
Within, we're looking at maybe the next 30 days.
Next 30 days.
We might have our first guest speaker.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that you guys are engaged and online to hear and look at, so we can get everything polished out. And we may start having to the point where we're looking at, when we have different people in a panel of discussion, we'll have different, where I might be at another location and they're at another location.
Yes.
And everybody can see everybody, and you can be part of that chat room at the same time and ask questions.
Yes.
So we got a lot that we're looking forward to going forward. We just need you guys to support us, continue to support, continue to call in, to chat in, continue to look at YouTube, continue to listen to the live version, and make suggestions.
Yes.
We're always there for you.
Next week it's going to be a different platform. It'll still be this, but we'll be a little more.
And we'll still have a little fun and gossip.
Of course.
But we'll get a little bit more engaged with classroom for about 15 minutes, and within that to talk about different things that we can do or you could do, like some scenarios. I'm going to give you one clue right now in communication, what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a suggestion.
Go ahead.
When you got that boss that irritates you, not saying that my boss irritates me, but right now, sometimes, we don't see eye to eye. We're all human.
Mm-hmm.
But, whenever they send you an email and you're ready to go off, but you don't need to go off, just say 10-4.
That's it.
10.4, send.
Oh, you literally do that.
I literally do it.
Like, I got it.
10-4.
Okay.
Send it. Because to... You never heard of that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I do it all the time. And that helps me from saying something that I don't need to say.
Okay.
But I want to respond. That takes my sight. Let me say, okay, I'm pissed off because you just said something, made me mad. But instead of typing and rebutting, I say, tempo.
I say received with a period. One word. Received.
Well, received is so...
That's me, though. That's me.
But that's you. But received is good because you still acknowledge
it. I got it.
I got it.
I got it.
But when I say 10-4 gives a little bit more like,
that's
you know, I'm pissed off now. But 10-4, I got you. I hear you.
Yeah.
But it's just those little things, and it keeps you out of trouble.
It does.
Basically what we're trying to say. You've done what they needed. You responded.
That's it.
But whether you say received or whether you say 10-4, you know,
it's going to go back with a whole paragraph.
With a whole paragraph, trying to explain and this and that.
And then it's going to get angry all over again.
You got a trail of emails.
It's going to come through the email wrong.
And it's just.
And now they got a paper trail on you.
Not exactly. You know.
Nobody got anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you're getting accounts for them or a memo.
So I do 10-4 and then I call them. And I tell them what I got to say. That I always say, and I learned this in the military, because you have to say this, with due respect. So that means in the military when you say that, or you can ask them, do I have permission to speak freely? In the military, we have to do that.
Okay.
And then if that leader says yes, be careful what you ask for now, but you got to be man or woman enough to expect. When I say, can I speak freely? And they say, yes, tell me what you got to say. Then I'm going to say what I got to say. But you still be professional. You don't have to curse or do anything. But then you tell the person how you feel.
Yeah.
And then you back it back now.
Because you told me I can speak freely.
Yeah.
You gave me permission.
With due respect, I'm going to tell you how I feel.
Exactly.
So It's just a word game or a mind thing to help you be your better you and still get what you need to have done. So we think it's overdue for us to do
it. It is. It's time. It is time.
Because enough is enough.
And people are unhinged.
Unhinged.
Right now.
People say
anything. Yes.
Because when that woman said, zone 4 on autopilot.
Oh, she ain't going to let this one go down.
I never
thought. She was ready to go. She was ready to go.
She was out.
She was ready to go.
So that we'll leave it at that. I'm not going to go into detail about it, but that was funny to me. It wasn't funny for the circumstance, but just to know that somebody said that, that was funny.
They don't understand what you're saying, what that means. So.
But I called her. When a call came in and that person that was taking the call got so frustrated and unhinged, she was ready to go. And she couldn't get a relief. And that person just did. She just gave up. She threw her hands up. Zone 4 is on autopilot, meaning the phone's gonna answer itself, and left. Now that's a person that was ready to go.
He was ready to go. Enough was enough.
Enough was enough.
Enough was enough for her. So, yeah. So I'm excited about next week.
Okay. Professional.
I'm ready. Yeah.
Okay. Our first YouTube classroom podcast is professionalism. Let all your people know out there that this is what we're going to start doing. I'll send some emails out to remind you to tune in.
And the union members definitely need to be a part of it.
Please spread the word. We got to find a way how to really reach the people at home. That's not teleworking. It's not really working.
If you know somebody that knows some people that come, just keep spreading. Word of mouth is the best way right now.
Every Tuesday from 1 to 2 that we're on, that we're live on the air and we're live on YouTube. And before we close out today, let me just remind everyone, 16 years of age and over, remind them for the ones that came in late, you can now go get your vaccine first and second shot doses. At Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Monday to Friday. Well, Monday's already gone. Today is open to 6:30. And it's on a walk-in basis. Just walk up. You might have to stand in line. You may not, but you can walk up. No appointment necessary. You register at gate one. That's gate one at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Parking is free if you park in the silver or red lots of the stadium. And the times would be today up until 6:30. Tomorrow from 9:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m., Thursday 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., and Friday from 9:30 to 4:30 p.m. So if you're interested in getting your vaccine, pass the word. People from 16 years of age and older can go get your COVID-free, and it is free. COVID vaccine, and it is free. And when you get a chance to pull up, A Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke, to give you some motivation and spirit to keep going with your day-to-day positive.
Nothing never stays the same.
We're taking this up day to day. We're doing this every day, day to day. Stay feet up. Stay with your mask on. Mm-hmm. Try to social distance. If you don't have to go in a crowd of people, still try to stay. Even if you got your vaccine, people, they're still telling you to wear a mask.
Because I still wear it.
Wear your mask when you go out. Minimize as much as you can. And just stay safe. And do what you need to do in the job of the city of Atlanta. If you need any help, assistance, or crying out, you got EAP, you got your Kaiser, you got Blue Cross.
Crisis Helpline.
And got Crisis Helpline. Help Hotline. Mm-hmm. And is where you can call the union or email Abby and I on the city email, and we'll be able to assist you or what your needs or guide you, direct you to where you need to go.
Definitely
do. Do you have any closing remarks, Abby? Because we're about to wind down in 1 minute.
Just stay safe again. And until next time, next week, I can't wait until next week.
Absolutely.
Again, I thank all of those that are out there working from home, working, going into the buildings. Continue to just stay safe. It's not over. COVID is still out there.
So please be safe. And Blue is saying good night to you guys because he's laying down here now that the show is over.
Yeah.
He's still chilling, laying out.
He done laid out sleep. He good. Tore up the everything. He's good.
Well, that's her new baby.
I know.
But everybody, you all have a safe week. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, 1 to 2.
Take care now.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one, y'all.
Bye-bye. Well, we didn't have nobody on the podcast today.
That's okay. It's all right. That is okay.
We
I'm going to do this right here. I'm going to take this off because they don't listen to this anymore since they could see you.
Are you sure?
Last week, nobody's on there last week. Nobody's on there this week. So I'm going to wait another week.
One more week.
Mm-hmm.
I think what we need to do, we got to get some stamps. We got to.